think the All Faith Organization should be part and parcel of any UN drive. I mean, 17 Sustainable Development Goals, very ambitious. It can only be achieved if you can inspire and empower all faith groups coming, working with organizations like Al Khair Foundations, which is a Muslim faith-based initiative, but inclusive organization caring for the entire humanity, irrespective of their caste, creed, and color, and faith. So therefore, it is time for us all not to waste arguing with each other, but to go and work hand in hand to fulfill and achieve this ambitious goal. And this ambitious goal is achievable. It is within the human reach. It's not something, a figment of imagination. It can achieve them. But we need to work in coordination, in cooperation with each other.
Your organization, Al Khair, works in countries such as Pakistan, Bangladesh and Myanmar. Can you give a broad overview of how your work in these countries targets sustainable development goals such as poverty and gender equality?
I think our work is based on the WASH, maternal health and education and infrastructure. Both in Pakistan, we have established various primary, secondary schools where children cannot access education because of the poverty. We have created a series of livelihood programs. To date, you can say there are around 500,000 people from directly from shelter, food, water, and hygiene kits in our livelihood program. In Bangladesh, we have got a women empowerment program whereby we are giving them micro grants for a WASH program even. Over 100 women is going through livelihood training in terms of entrepreneurship as well as some technical skills to achieve them. But again, these are all geared up to empowering individuals to achieve success.
And do you think that the use of interfaith dialogue will be more successful in some of the goals than others, or do you think they'll be challenging in any of them?
I think there is, to be honest with you, there is an increasing sense of purpose. Increasingly, faith groups are coming nearer to each other, literally realizing that the differences are so little, so limited, that the cooperation can bring a result. I have had the opportunity to attend several conventions, bringing over 200-300 top faith leaders of two major faiths of Africa, getting together, and the solidarity and the brotherhood. If you witness, I witnessed the last one in Mukono, in Uganda. There were 250 faith leaders, including the Archbishop of Uganda was there, and the senior imams and others. You feel like that's the one belong to the one family, and that is possible once you identify the objective. Now we have got 17 objectives. It is time for us to galvanize the support of the faith groups to work together with the faith-based NGOs to achieve results.